Bounton for an organic combination of performance and interview, which is then preserved in our music library, online at our YouTube channel, and provided to the artists for their own preservation. Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive.
Fela's the best. Nice. Made his own country.
Yeah, right. His own compound.
Yeah. And then they hated that. They hated that.
Couldn't stand that.
If you're a country, then we're going to war. That's basically. That's tough.
Alrighty. Let me just start fresh here. Cool.
Welcome again, everybody, to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are here live on the top of Burnaby Mountain with our next installment of the Studio 6 Sessions. Live with us is special guest artist, Jarafemi.
Thanks, Connor.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself to Radioland and YouTube Land.
Yeah, I'm a musician. I've been playing music since I was so young. And just recently I started playing some solo sets. And I've been making music on a solo style for like a few years, but only on the digital stuff. So I thought maybe I'll go out, do some performances. I started out just basing my singing.
And you've got your bass guitar and a lovely microphone set up for you, and that's what you'll be gracing our presence with. Thank you so much for being up here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my favorite part of life.
And so why don't we start things off with a little bit of music?
What you doing? No more dancing, no more dancing at my show. I don't want you to come up listening to this radio show. I want you to go back home and just sit down and look at your phone. Said no more dancing, no more dancing at my show. Said no more dancing, no more dancing at my show. I don't want you to come around here, come around and look into me. I don't want you to come up to me and start shaking your knees. Said no more dancing, no more dancing at my show. Said no more dancing, no more dancing at my show. I don't want you coming up here and looking at me. I want you to look at your phone. I want you to go back home and put a comb through your hair. I don't want to see you shaking your head over there. No more dancing, no more dancing at my show. I want you to go back home and just sit down and look at your phone. I don't want you dancing, don't want you listening to the radio show. I want you to go back home. Come on, listen to the dancing. Dancing. Ow. Don't want you dancing at my show. Dancing, no more dancing at my show. I don't want you looking up at me and listening to that show. I don't want to see you in the crowd nodding your head. I want you to go back home and lie down in your warm bed. Get a sticker up or something, just anything else. I don't want you coming up in my show and looking at me. I want you to go back home and slap down on your knees. I want you to think about maybe going to sleep. I don't want you dancing, no more dancing at my show. No more dancing, no more dancing at my show. No more dancing, no more dancing at my show. No more dancing at my show. Thanks.
What an axiom for the modern age. You're not allowed to dance at concerts anymore. Nope. Also with me is one of our newest programmers. Behind the screen, we've got Elena.
Hello.
And it was actually thanks to you that Jarrah actually heard about our Studio 6 sessions.
Yeah, I saw Jarrah first at the Green Auto Fest. And I mean, your solo performance was really fun. And it was a really great way to get the crowd warmed up, because I remember you opened with that song right after soundcheck.
Yeah.
And everyone was kind of confused whether they should like start dancing or anything. It was really fun.
Yeah,
really
I want people to yell, "Fuck you, I'm dancing."
Yeah. If we don't dance, we have nothing left.
Yeah.
What sort of other venues have you performed around in town in Vancouver?
That was my first and only solo performance.
Nice.
This is my second solo performance.
Sweet.
I was in a band with my brother, and we played in a lot of places, but it's very different. I didn't play an instrument. I just sang. So something that happened at that show a couple times where I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm just freezing. And if I freeze, I control the whole thing and everybody's freezing, you know? Okay. But it worked out. It was really fun. And Elena just came up afterwards and was like, what if we did an interview?
Look at the radio, come by. That's
come
totally
on
how it goes. And you know, that's one thing we always want to make artists and the general public aware, is that this space and this session is for the artists, and we encourage them to come up.
That's so nice. Yeah.
Nice. Let's have another song.
Sounds good. Saw a kid with superpowers, in love with the moment symphony. Prefers to be bored than to stress out about the next thing. Said I don't know the kid, I just heard about it, and it's so within all the bones I got. Said I wouldn't know the kid, they would have told me if they were leaving. I wish they would have told me, going solo. I remember when I was doing my promo, and the kid was saying this is so fun, but I gotta go. Said I'm leaving. Said you're an adult, and it's time to grow. It's what you needed. You gotta grow. It's what you needed. I said you gotta grow. It's what you needed. I gotta go. It's what you needed. And I don't know the kid, I just heard about it, and it's so within all the bones I got. Said I wouldn't know the kid, they would have told me if they were leaving. I wish they would have told me, going solo. I remember when I was doing our promo, and the kid, this is so fun, said, but I gotta go. Said I'm leaving. Said you're an adult, it's time to grow. It's what you needed. You gotta grow. It's what you needed. Gotta grow. It's what you needed. Gotta grow. It's what you needed. It's what you needed. And you gotta grow. It's what you need. I don't know the kid, I just heard about it, and it's so within all the bones I got. I wouldn't know the kid if they would have told me they were leaving. I wish they would have told me, going solo. I remember when I was doing my promo, and the kid was saying this is so fun, but I gotta go. Said I'm leaving. Said you're an adult, and it's time to grow. It's what you've needed. You gotta grow. What you've needed, you've gotta grow. It's what you needed.
Nice. All of you behind the screen, applause, applause, applause. Beautiful.
Thanks so much for applauding, everybody.
So maybe let's talk about your musical background a little bit. You mentioned you were in bands before.
Yeah.
Had you been doing music since a young age, or did you pick it up later in life?
Oh, yeah. Like me and my brother Isaiah, he's the greatest bassist on the planet. It's the greatest bassist that ever existed. And he was making music forever. And so basically I was born into just existing in a world where you make music, like that's just what happens. And him and I were in we started a band called Youthful Exuberance, and we played some shows, and it was really fun. I started playing when I was like 11.
Nice.
Or something. And then him and someone else started a band, and they started inviting me up on stage because I had made songs with my brother, and that was some fun times going to like these big shows as like a 13, 14 year old and like stepping up on stage and doing a song really felt very big and large and basically set me up in a way that now I feel on stage pretty naturally and able to express myself, which I really feel proud of and happy about, you know.
It is a tough thing to do. I'm a musician myself, and Elena is as well, and we all understand that performing is one thing. Performing in front of people is something else.
Yeah.
Completely different. Yeah. Completely different animal.
For real.
Nice. Yeah. For your influences, were there any bands or artists that you listened to growing up, or even some more recent ones that have kind of helped shape your sound?
Yeah. Recently, Bickle has been taking me away.
I have no idea. What is Bickle for Bickle, those of us at home?
I mean, I just started listening to them. I heard this one song called Big Blues, and they just sing. They have this just such a freeing way of expressing their vocals. It's lovely to hear. I mean, thinking about my what brought me, oh my gosh, so much music, you know, brought me to where I am. I mean, it's hard to like say any of them because I feel like I'm leaving them others out, yeah. You know.
Maybe styles of music,
right? That you like liked. Lover's Rock.
Nice.
Just a huge part of my childhood and feeling like that's kind of what music is.
Yeah.
Like as the day is getting cleaned up, you know, and everybody's like waking up or going to sleep, there's Lover's Rock playing. You know,
yeah.
If there's a party, you know. You said she was your cousin, like Louisa Marx.
Oh.
Man, but also, oh, I mean, like just classic funk, Parliament Funkadelic,
P-funk.
George Clinton, you know, just like that dirty, nasty stuff. Like Lover's Rock is super clean and beautiful, but I was also raised by just like the stinkiest, just
certified
absolute
stank.
Oh my gosh, like it's that's the point of it, right?
Right.
You go in, you make something that nobody would ever listen to, and now that's music, and everybody loves it.
Yeah.
I love that, you know.
And your technique on the bass, I see a lot of slap bass.
Oh, yeah.
Too. That definitely harkens back to that. And for those of you at home, slap bass is way harder than you think it is.
Incredibly hard. Holy.
Yeah, I'm not even slapping. I'm just hitting it with my hand.
There's the spirit of that, the, you know, the soul of the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. They had the pop, like the...
Yeah.
I can't do it. Yeah.
It's tough. I had a buddy who we were in a band together back in uni, and he was excellent at slapping.
On.
And I tried to pick up a couple things. And coming from piano, bass is a little bit of a different
world.
Yeah. However, I would say you're not going to find a band out there who doesn't have a solid bassist. You need a solid bassist.
You need it. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Maybe looking forward, are there any artists maybe or dream artists that you would, if you could collaborate, could be past or present?
Yeah. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I've just like, I really feel like we'd make a good song together. I feel like we'd have a good time at least. I mean, but like when it goes to like fantasy levels, of course, like I'd love to make music with like Frank Ocean,
right.
But I don't know if creatively we'd vibe like that.
Interesting.
It's just like,
yeah, different processes.
It's, you know, it's possible that we just don't, but it's like, I, you know, I love his music so much and I love the music that him and his team make so much.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, to make a song with Drake would be really funny, I think. Not, like, I just think it would be really, I don't know, again, if we'd vibe personally or anything.
Right.
I'd probably ask him a lot of questions about his creative
ideas.
But I think it'd be a really funny time. Yeah.
Shall we hear another cut from Jerry Femi?
Sweet.
Beautiful.
This one's called Dangerous. You know, in the world you see it's dangerous, and the shows you watch and the games you play are dangerous. And I look at you and I look at me, I think, It's dangerous. And I think about the things I thought, and it's dangerous. Oh well, so what if the world like, then that's scary. Oh yeah, then maybe I'll try to find something to feel happy. Oh yeah, I'll try and fight and do something for the city. Then yeah, then maybe I can feel just a little bit happy. But the world increases in every way, and it's dangerous. And the shows I play and the things I say are all dangerous. And I look at you and I look and think that's a mystery. And I think about the things in the world that's a mystery. And the bass I play and the words I say are all dangerous. And that stapler over there and the shoes that you wear are all dangerous. And the world increases in misdemeanors are dangerous. And the spit on my lips and the tongue in my mouth are all dangerous. So what if the world's just like that and that's a bit scary? Oh yeah, well, I guess I'll try to find something to feel happy. I guess I'll try to fight and do something for the city. And then maybe we can all feel just a little bit happy. But the world goes on and on, it's always dangerous. And the notes I play when I make mistakes are dangerous. And the tape I put to create a place is dangerous. And the shows I play and the words I say are dangerous. So what if the world is just like that and that's a bit scary? Hell yeah, I guess I'll try to find something to feel happy. And then I'll try and fight and do something for the city. And then maybe we can all feel just a little bit happy. Thank you.
Nice ending.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, solid ending. That's kind of a hallmark of funk music, a nice tight ending.
That's so true. Well, it's hard to say a hallmark with funk in any sense, though. Because
good point.
I can think of a lot of songs that just...
You know, it broke the boundary, and it took the rock sensibilities, but applied, some love in the rhythm department.
That's very true, yeah.
I'm curious about your songwriting and your lyrics, because from what I've seen of your work, and just you as an artist, you can write... Or you can come up with lyrics from anything. You can write a song like in an instant about anything. And one of the reasons I admire your music so much is because it just feels so free in the lyrics and the songwriting. So what is that process like for you, and where do you get your inspiration from for that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it helps taking a huge hiatus from writing.
Right.
And feeling like there's just so much in me right now that I can draw upon. That's so nice of you. I really have fun when I make music, and I think that's the main point. And I want there for a moment while I'm making music for the people who are listening, because I feel blessed that there's people actually listening to me this time compared to all the times I do it and no one's listening.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe, like in that song, maybe we can all feel a little bit happy just by having a moment of fun, even though this shit's messed up out here. Like,
yeah.
People.
Confirmed.
People have a tough time.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I'm going to have any type of moment, sharing a moment with strangers especially, I want to just show that there's a bit of beauty. And taking a moment to like, in like a moment of the chorus when I know what all the words are and I can like kind of look at what's around and then say, if I can draw from this experience, this present moment, then it can make everybody feel like they're connected.
So it's definitely nice when I get to have a moment to feel comfortable enough to be like, okay, I'm going to make a lyric about the stapler.
Yeah, yeah, on the spot and go with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that fun that you have with it really translates, and it That's really great. Helps like the audience enjoy the music and get involved in it and like release any tension or anything like that.
That's so great.
Yeah, observational improv.
Yeah.
It's an underrated tool, for sure. It makes the concert more than just going to go see an artist. It makes you part of the experience.
Yeah, yeah. Because I often watch live shows and feel a disconnect, which isn't always bad. I want to hear the music, but I also don't want to feel so uncomfortable standing around other people.
Yeah.
So I guess I imagine it helps to kind of ease that tension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Have you got another tune for us?
I got millions.
Oh, beautiful. Let's hear one more.
I don't have a name for this one. Let me try again. Wrote another story, yeah. Talking about the rest of my life. Another back and forth, and something's in and out of reason. On the edge of my seat, I wrote another movie script. I wanna recognize me. Something in and out of reason. On the edge of my seat. I'll make a real one day with every angry day and every lonely day. I can say that I'll be proud each day. I said every single day. To my childhood, he read me like the back of a book. I remember it well. I ran into my childhood, and I don't wanna recognize me. But it's out of my hands and is in and out of words. By the time that we speak, I'll make a real one day. Every angry day and every lonely day. Oh, and I'll be able to say that I'll be proud each day. Yeah, every single day. And like a crazy face melting guitar solo. Scat, scat. And then it goes up like it goes like crazy high, can't pierce it. And the chorus again. I'll make a real one day with every angry day, every lonely day. I'll be proud of each day, every single day.
Oh yeah, with the two-handed finger tapping, let's go.
Yeah, I'm on my cowboy shit.
Yeah. No. I don't know about you, but when you were playing that, I heard a drum line in my head because I'm a drummer. So I was
awesome.
Like, oh, I could totally see how like the fills would go right there. A little bit of vocal percussion on your side too. How's your guitar, Elena? Can you fill in that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it pierced too high on one point, but other than that, incredible. The best solo I've ever seen in my life.
Do you hear other instruments when you're songwriting? Like, do you hear like a kind of a backing band in your head?
Yeah, for sure. But it's always so ethereal and like impossible to recreate. Every time I try, you know, it's kind of like the same idea as the reality that we exist in, where we're only able to really perceive like 0.00 ad infinitum 1% of what's actually happening. And similarly, I can hear a lot going on that is really hard to explain, but if I can create that 0.00001%, I feel good about that.
Well, absolutely. Like, I was grooving in my seat. Even though I'm back here in Video Village, I'm just, like, tapping along. I'm, like, trying to not make noise, but also hit the...
No dancing allowed. No dancing. No dancing. Don't dance.
So good. So good. Besides bass, do you play any other instruments?
I dabble, yeah. I love playing drums. That's my favorite thing in the world. Just anything rhythmic. I'm rhythmic first, so everything I play, I start with the rhythm.
Yeah,
and
I can feel that. That comes across very clearly.
Great. Yeah. Even vocals, you know,
it's true.
The first thing that comes out for me is like, where do the words go?
And also, I'm just going to say this, singing and playing at the same time is hard.
It is.
It's just so difficult.
Hard. It's hard, yeah. If you notice when I play, I sing, and then there's a moment where I stop singing and I hit a note. And then I sing, and then I so.
Beauty. Well, I mean, we've got as much time as you'd like. If you'd like to play some more, if we want to chat some more, totally up to you.
Any other questions?
Now's the time for the audience to write in the comments. Are there things that you wish you could have done that you haven't done yet, or that you did before?
Wow.
I know it's a tough
yeah, one. Like bringing up the idea of like regret or...
No, I hate it. I'm sorry.
Huge emotion. It's unavoidable in my experience. But at the same time, you have to somehow reach a point where you're like, I love that it happened and I love where I'm at. I think that that's the only way to live, is to figure out how you can love where you're at right now. And lately I've been so filled with love that I'm like, it's hard to think of a thing that I wish. I just love my life, you know, and I just, yeah.
That's a good, healthy attitude. Yeah. The way I heard it described was, if you live in the past, you're depressed. If you live in the future, you're anxious. Huh. And the reason we call it the present is because it is a gift.
Yeah, totally. Because I'm a very anxious and depressed person. So I try really hard to
be in this city.
to be in the present. Something that's surprising that is totally a tangent, but surprising to me is that I've been working like a lot. I worked like 6 days this week, and it's just too much. But
yeah.
Something about working a lot, I feel more forced to live in the present because I can't consider the future. Considering the future or the past, it breaks me, you know. It makes me feel way too weighed down to be able to even accomplish what I need to do. So the only way to survive is to live in the present. And it's almost like there's a toxic thing there of living directly in the present, because you blur it all of it. And someone asks you, like, what did you do today or what happened? It's just like, I can't really tell you. Yeah. But there's moments like this where I feel like I'm here and I'm able to actually exist. And this is, you know, what I was built for.
We'll be able to scrapbook it as well, too. And one thing that I really like about this concert series that we have here is that when we're done and once the video is posted, we always make sure the artist has a copy of the video and the audio too,
yeah.
You know, for your own archive.
Awesome.
To share with friends. And of course, once this video is live, please share it on social media. You do the whole retweeting thing, whatever it's called these days.
Yeah. Share.
I'm bad at that. However, I must be involved with it. So.
Yeah.
It is a double-edged sword because it helps artists that are independent or underrepresented find an audience.
Yeah.
And so it is very much a useful thing.
For sure.
And speaking of that, what is the best way for people to support you and other local musicians?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, since I don't even have an Instagram yet or anything, you know, but I am on Spotify. I have a little EP, Jara Femi,
that you can look up. JaraHFemi.
That's
beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
And you got to go support local venues and support the safety of them is really the best thing, because in this city it's nasty.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing, it's one of those situations where if you're not doing something actively, you're helping it get worse.
Absolutely.
And so going out to these places and trying to find what you can do and what you can offer is so helpful. There's so many ways to be creative about it and do it in your comfort zone, but it's really important if you want to really support the arts and make things set up so that we have a foundation that is
beautiful for the next generations to come along and not have to experience all the nastiness. You know, do your part. Would be great. These Green Auto people are great.
Red Gate, another big one. They're big.